Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Civil War era abortion ban upheld in Arizona.
The ruling was asinine.
Always a really good decision to protect life.
Severe storms threaten the South.
Pretty strong tornadoes possible and heavy rain.
New limits on chemicals in drinking water.
EPA says this will prevent thousands of deaths.
Good morning. I'm Cammie McCormick with the CBS World News Roundup. Arizona's top court has revived a law dating back to 1864 that bans abortion in virtually all instances.
Its consequences, I think, are dangerous and devastating, but we really don't know the true extent of how awful this decision will be for some time.
It's another setback for reproductive rights in a state where the procedure was already banned starting at 15 weeks of pregnancy. The ACLU's Jared Keenan.
In states where abortion bans have gone into effect, we've seen devastating consequences. You can see it in Texas, for example. You know, you have people who need both elective abortions and medical care necessary to save their lives, and they're just unable to get it because of these draconian laws. And so those types of awful outcomes are going to spread to Arizona.
The law provides no exceptions for rape or incest. Severe weather has been pounding Texas and now moves east, threatening Louisiana and Mississippi with flooding, rain, and the possibility of tornadoes. Here's our David Parkinson.
The risk is for damaging tornadoes that could be EF2s or larger, ones that are on the ground for a while. And when you take a look at the places that are going to be impacted by this threat, it's not only New Orleans and Baton Rouge right along that corridor, but it goes all the way to Mobile by the time you get to Wednesday night into Thursday.
President Biden is sharpening his criticism of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe is at the White House.
President Biden has stepped up his public criticism.
I think what he's doing is a mistake.
Speaking on Univision, the president was especially critical of last week's deadly attack on World Central Kitchen aid workers.
It's outrageous that those three vehicles were hit by drones and taken out.
His comments come as Vice President Harris met with families of Americans held hostage on Tuesday.
We need results. We need our people home.
And as the humanitarian crisis unfolds, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin issued a direct warning, saying if Israel doesn't allow for more aid and separate Palestinian civilians from Hamas, it'll create more terrorists in the future.
It will accelerate violence.
A whistleblower who came forward after a Boeing 737 MAX jet lost a door panel in flight is raising new questions about the company's safety measures. Sources tell CBS News federal regulators are now looking into his claims over a different Boeing jet. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
The FAA is investigating claims by a Boeing quality engineer that he observed shortcuts during the production of the 787 Dreamliner. He worries they could lead to structural integrity issues years down the line as the jet ages. His lawyer urged the FAA to widen its probe of Boeing to focus on the company's entire production process, not just the 737. But Boeing is pushing back strongly, saying, "We are fully confident in the 787 Dreamliner."
The EPA has announced its first ever drinking water standards to protect people against toxic forever chemicals found in many household and everyday items. Matt Piper reports.
PFAS are also known as forever chemicals, says Eric Olson with the Natural Resources Defense Council, and they're sometimes deadly.
You can't smell these chemicals, you can't taste them, you can't see them. So that's why these new rules are so important.
He says the new standard will address six of the toxic chemicals.
EPA's estimate is as many as 105 million people have these chemicals in their water, drinking it every every day, putting it in their coffee.
He calls the new standards a breakthrough. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Newly released video shows plainclothes Chicago police officers fired nearly 100 gunshots during a traffic stop that left one man dead and an officer injured. Jennifer Kuiper reports.
Dexter Reed was pulled over for allegedly not wearing a seatbelt. The Civilian Office of Police Accountability says its initial review of the March 21st incident appears to confirm that Reed fired first, striking an officer, and four officers returned fire. Nearly 100 shots were fired over 41 seconds. Reed's family says police went overboard. His mother, Nicole Banks.
I'm hurt. I'm sick. I feel like I've been shot.
Reed's sister, Portia Banks.
We just want answers.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
The first parents convicted in a mass shooting committed by their son have been sentenced to at least 10 years in prison. Jennifer and James Crumley were convicted of involuntary manslaughter for not preventing their then 15-year-old son from taking a gun to school and shooting four students at Oxford High School in 2021. Andres Gutierrez talked to the parents of one student who died.
Fred Schilling, the father of Justin, said the families have been waiting for this moment.
I feel that there was some justice here today, for sure.
Criminal defense attorney Joe Tamburino predicts this historic case will set a precedent for other parents.
If your child is expressing the same type of behavior, the same type of mental state attitude that Ethan Crumley was expressing, you must do something about it.
The Michigan judge insisted poor parenting wasn't on trial, but rather the fact the couple ignored things that should have alarmed them. An 18-year-old from Idaho faces federal charges. He planned to attack Christian churches in the name of ISIS. He'll be in court today, as Amanda Rowley reports.
A swift arrest over the weekend in Coeur d'Alene prevented what the FBI says could have been a terror attack on behalf of ISIS. The FBI says Alexander Mercurial allegedly pledged his allegiance to ISIS and spent roughly 2 years planning to attack Coeur d'Alene churches.
U.S. law enforcement officials are closely watching growing threats from ISIS and other extremists. FBI Director Christopher Wray.
The potential for a coordinated attack here in the homeland is now increasingly concerning.
They're popular with both moms and kids.
Lunchables, built to be eaten.
Consumer Reports is urging the Department of Agriculture to remove Lunchables and similar lunch kits from the National School Lunch Program after finding relatively high levels of lead and sodium. The U.S. Postal Service is planning to raise the price of a first-class stamp from 68 to 73 cents. It's seeking approval, saying it's necessary to achieve financial stability.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Today is International Day of Pink. Here's CBS's Stacey Lynn.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
on the second Wednesday in April, to be exact, and no mean girls allowed. Your urge to wear a pink shirt today to take a stand against bullying and homophobia. It all started in 2007 by students in Nova Scotia. One student was bullied for wearing a pink shirt. Two other students didn't like that and bought 50 pink shirts and encouraged their classmates to wear them. This year's theme is visibility. According to the Day of Pink website, it's about standing tall and embracing our true selves, because it says there's nothing more beautiful than being who you truly are. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Walmart is recalling a popular vegetable chopper, the mainstay's electric mini choppers, because of risks you can be cut by them when they're assembled. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.